Mager Extraordinary Poems wants to know about your most spiritual moment on stage or in the studio. When and where did it happen?
Most spiritual. I can think of two. One was on stage and one was backstage. On stage was, of all places, in Boston, at, I think it's called the Wang Center. It's one of those. It's one of those weird. Does that sound yeah. right? And it was 100,000 years ago. But I had gone out to eat some. I had gone to this. It was like a Jewish Orthodox vegetarian restaurant, and I had had split pea soup, but I got really sick from it. So I got back to the show, and I had an interview with the Christian Science Monitor, which is a really great newspaper.
It is
politically very, like, very neutral and really much more fair than even my favorite newspaper,
which is,
well, the New York Times. But I get most of my news from my computer, actually, at this point. But I do love the New York Times. Anyway, the Christian Science Monitor. So I had this interview, and I was sick. I got food poisoning from this split pea soup from this Jewish Orthodox vegetarian restaurant in Boston. How weird. But I did eat a bowl the size of my head. At any rate, I'm rambling. I tried to throw up before the interview, and I didn't quite succeed, but I smelled like vomit. My eyes were bloodshot, and I did this interview, but I was trying to tell the person, I'm not bulimic, I just need to tell you that, because I smelled and looked horrible. So I finally did manage to vomit after the show, and it cleared me out. But we then went on stage, and I remember that night, it was near the end of the set, and maybe it's because I had gone through this kind of whatever, almost
cathartic,
almost ritualistic catharsis, yeah, beforehand that nobody knew about. But there was a point when the audience stood up and screamed all at one time, and I actually felt the air in the room move from that, and it was in 28 years of performing one of the most powerful moments. I'll never forget. I was actually speechless. Hard to imagine in this interview that I didn't have anything to say, but I had nothing. It was just so shocking. So there's that. And then backstage, a spiritual moment. This happened in Italy, but I split a dressing room with Gorbachev and Cher. That was pretty spiritual.
Wow. Yeah.